AI could be the ultimate productivity hack. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The internet is full of tips for using artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT to take your productivity to the next level. But today we're talking about productivity as an economic indicator, which is a little different. I feel productive if I do some interviews, a load of laundry, and make overnight oats. But in the macro sense, productivity measures economic output against the resources that go into it, sort of GDP divided by hours worked. Often, new technology drives leaps in productivity, like the Industrial Revolution. But the last 20 years of digital innovations haven't really moved the needle much. So could new AI tools kickstart a productivity boom? Anton Koronek at the University of Virginia recently wrote about this for the Brookings Institution. He told me why economists like himself pay such close attention to this metric.
Ultimately, the main source of our wealth and our welfare is the level of productivity. So we still work roughly the same amount of time that we worked 200 years ago. We are using a little bit more capital, and that makes us able to produce more in the economy. But the main reason why we are something like 20 times wealthier now than we were 200 years ago is because productivity has grown so much. So the story of economic development is essentially a story of increasing productivity.
And how much might new generative AI tools increase productivity?
Imagine every cognitive worker in the economy, every white-collar worker, suddenly has their personal AI intern that follows them throughout the day, that can perform work for them tirelessly and almost for free. So we suddenly have this huge increase in the amount of work that can be accomplished. And if we measure it in terms of how much you or I can get done in a given day, that really makes us more productive.
Can you sort of give me an example from your own work as an economist, how this could make you more productive?
Yeah, one thing that I do in my own research work is I use these generative AI tools to write computer code, to simulate economic models, and increasingly even to do math. At the beginning of the year, it wasn't very good at math yet. Now, it's already at the point where it can be helpful.
So would productivity gains from AI necessarily be kind of a rising tide that lifts all boats?
That's the big concern indeed. There are always winners and losers.
And what could sort of affect that calculus?
To some extent, it depends on how we roll out these systems. A recent study analyzed the use of generative AI in call centers, and the AI told workers how to handle calls more effectively. It turned out that made workers more productive, and it helped in particular the lesser skilled workers. But there is no guarantee that generative AI will be rolled out like this everywhere. So you could very well imagine that in a year or two from now, we will use a lot of generative AI to actually replace call service center agents. Yeah, so the dystopian perspective there is that our society is going to be incredibly rich as a whole, but the distribution of the benefits is going to be even more unequal than what it is right now. And I think that's a scenario that we can't rule out.
What about over longer time horizons? Could job growth in new areas sort of level things out?
If you speak to the optimists, then that's indeed what's in store. I know a lot of economists who expect that these tools will make us so much more productive and will make every single worker more productive. Mm-hmm. And that means everyone's wages are going to go up. My own perspective is that these machines may be able to accomplish all cognitive tasks that we humans can accomplish. And then it's ultimately a question of what do we want the machines to do and what do we want to keep for humans?
We've certainly had a lot of technological progress over the last 20 years that seemingly hasn't resulted in this kind of productivity boom. I mean, what argues in favor of this being different?
Yeah, what argues in favor of it being different is that in some ways our cognitive abilities are the last bastion of advantage of humans versus the machines. So in past technological revolutions, there was something left that only the humans could do. And so the question is, if we produce these machines of mind, will there be something left that only humans can do? And if that's the case, then economically speaking, we'll be fine because there's going to be lots of demand for that which is left for human labor. But if everything that humans can do cognitively and that's valuable on the labor market can be done by the machines, then demand for our human labor is going to really go down.
Anton Koronek at the University of Virginia. You can read the full paper Anton and his co-authors wrote for the Brookings Institution, one of many organizations with which he is affiliated. We'll have the link to Machines of the Mind, the case for an AI-powered productivity boom, at our website, marketplacetech.org. I noted that the last 20 years or so of digital innovations haven't supercharged productivity the way we might have expected, for reasons that aren't totally clear, even to people who study this. It's often referred to as the productivity puzzle or the productivity paradox. This indicator got especially noisy during the roller coaster economy of the pandemic, with a sudden jump in productivity in the early days when the number of people working drastically fell while consumer spending exploded. That was followed by a productivity slowdown as the supply chain and labor markets were thrown into turmoil. My colleagues Kai Rizdahl and Kimberly Adams did a deep dive on this for an episode of Make Me Smart last summer, where they discussed the productivity implications of quiet quitting. Yeah, remember that whole thing? I do have a caveat to that discussion that I asked Anton Koronek about. He noted that labor productivity in a macro sense can have absolutely nothing to do with how hard people are working or not working in the case of quiet quitting, because it basically just measures how monetized that labor is in the economy. Lydia Morell produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.